This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The last living suspect in the 1996 drive-by shooting of Tupac Shakur in Las Vegas has been indicted on a murder charge. Despite taking nearly three decades to secure an indictment, police insist the murder case remained important. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Dwayne Keefe D. Davis is accused of being the shot caller, not the gunman. He admitted in interviews and in a memoir he provided the gun used to shoot Shakur. Police Lieutenant Jason Johansson says video shows a motive for the shooting, revenge, involving Davis's nephew.
Tupac Shakur, who's wearing a shiny, satiny shirt, along with Marion Shug Knight, who's a large man in a brown suit, punching and kicking Orlando Anderson.
Later that night, 25-year-old Tupac Shakur was shot. He died a week later. Shug Knight had only minor injuries. 27 years later, Sheriff Kevin McMahill says,
"Well, I know there's been many people who did not believe that the murder of Tupac Shakur was important to this police department. I'm here to tell you that was simply not the case."
Davis implicated his nephew, who died in 1998. I'm Ed Donahue.
A bail bondsman charged alongside former President Donald Trump and 17 others in the Georgia election interference case has pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges. He is the first defendant to accept a plea deal with prosecutors. Scott Graham Hall pleaded guilty Friday to five counts of conspiracy to commit intentional interference with performance of election duties. He will receive 5 years of probation and agree to testify in further proceedings. Prosecutors accused him of participating in a breach of election equipment in rural Coffee County. Hall is one of the lower-level players in the indictment, alleging a wide-ranging scheme to overturn Democrat Joe Biden's presidential victory. But the plea deal, nonetheless, is a major development. You'll find expanded news coverage of world events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The small African nation of Eswatini is holding elections to decide part of the makeup of its parliament, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Eswatini, wedged between South Africa and Mozambique, is the last absolute monarchy in Africa and one of the few remaining in the world. King Maswati III, who's 55, has been the monarch since 1986. Candidates for the House of Assembly, the lower house, and the Senate, the upper house, cannot belong to political parties, which were banned in 1973 and are nominated at a local level. Maswati has faced increased pro-democracy protests in recent years, but activists demanding reform were met by a harsh crackdown. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NATO is reinforcing its troop presence in Kosovo in response to a weekend shootout that left four people dead. The U.S. is also concerned about a buildup of Serbian forces on the northern border of its former territory. Kosovo's prime minister welcomed NATO's decision Friday. He says last weekend's attack illustrates that Serbia is trying to destabilize Kosovo with Russia's help. Prime Minister Albin Kurti told AP that the assailants, quote, want to turn the clock back by 30 years, but that is not going to happen. Kosovo police have launched fresh raids in several locations in the Serb-dominated north. General Mark Milley is taking some swipes at his former commander-in-chief. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
At his retirement ceremony, the outgoing Joint Chiefs chairman said the U.S. military is unique. It does not take an oath to a king or a queen or a tyrant or a dictator.
We don't take an oath to a wannabe dictator.
And then there was Milley administering the oath to successor C.Q. Brown, emphasizing a few words.
I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies,
foreign and domestic.
Without saying his name, they were not so subtle jabs at Donald Trump, who named Milley chairman 4 years ago and last week condemned him as a treasonous train wreck whose actions in times gone by would have been punishable by death. Some saw that as a threat, prompting Milley to ensure his family has enough protection. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The looming government shutdown threatens to claw its way into a crowd-pleasing Alaska tradition, Fat Bear Week. Alaska's most watched popularity contest, Fat Bear Week, involves residents picking their favorite fat brown bear, who's been stocking up for winter by noshing on salmon in Katami National Park and Preserve. Viewers of bears online vote in tournament-style brackets for the bears they want to advance to the next round until a champion is crowned in the week-long contest. Problem is, National Park employees count and release those votes, and a shutdown won't allow them to do so. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.